Well, let's saddle up for the second half here. Sometimes we have to stop and ask ourselves some questions, and those aren't bad questions to ask. And first one is, who am I? Where do I belong? And what do I do? And so we want to welcome back, and newcomers, we want to welcome you. And the first half of Men's Fraternity dealt with looking within. The second half of Men's Fraternity is all about vision and looking forward. And so we'll continue to work on our manhood plan. Now, a review of our original presuppositions and promises under A, presuppositions. First of all, man is in a state of confusion today. And secondly, confused men create major problems. Third, confused men settle for less. Fourth, there is no lofty vision of manhood that is compelling to men today. And five, the Bible has insights and answers to all of the above. And B, promises. Number one, you will have a clear definition of manhood. Two, you will make some significant personal discoveries about yourself. Three, you'll make new friends. And four, you will learn a new manhood language. And you can go back on all of these things and go back to previous podcasts, and it will go more in depth in these. Five, you will have a personalized plan for achieving authentic manhood. Third, overall, picking up where we left off. We spent the first semester of Men's Fraternity enacting wounded manhood, talking about what that looked like, what that meant. First of all, we talked about the absent father wound. Secondly, the overly bonded with mother wound. Thirdly, the all alone wound. And fourth, and we hit on this last time we were together, the heart wound. There are two ways every man can choose to live with these wounds, and that there's a review here. First of all, you can languish in your woundedness. And under stage one, every man begins life without God. His nature is selfish and self-centered. Stage two, as a son, every man suffers some kind of hurt, small or large, growing up. Stage three, as a young man, he constructs his manhood from these selfish and wounded perspectives, and often he uses his woundedness as energy to fuel and excuse his own excessive or evil behaviors. Stage four, as a man, he's driven by these forces he doesn't understand and refuses to examine. Circumstances and others are blamed for his problems and failures, and this approach to life creates pain for himself and for those around him. Stage five, wealthy men often seek to buy their way out of their pain. Other men seek to escape their pain with drugs, alcohol, pornography, TV, affairs, sports, etc., but continue to refuse to admit the truth about themselves. And stage six, in time, selfish and wounded manhood harden. As a man grows old, life becomes small, empty, mundane, bitter, or reckless. And so we can be delivered from this woundedness. Stage one, we begin life without God, selfish nature. Stage two, as a son, we suffer hurt. Stage three, as a young man, constructs his manhood around his selfishness and woundedness. Stage four, as a man, driven by these forces. Stage five, as a man, seeks unhealthy ways to escape the pain. Stage six, as a man, hardens in this lifestyle. We move over to the right, 2 Corinthians 5:17, pursues a new life with Jesus Christ, hope, health, and happiness. John 3:3, ye must be born again. Luke 15:12-24, the story of manhood, turns to faith in Jesus Christ for help. And the arrow that brought us from the left side talks about discovering the truth about himself, recognize his selfish, godless nature, accepts responsibility for his life and problems, stops blaming others, grieves over his losses in life and poor choices. Some questions. Have you developed a plan for dealing with the wounds of your past in appropriate ways so you can move on from them? Secondly, what did you hear today that impacted you the most? Why? And can you explain that? And then thirdly, what is the one thing you are struggling with the most as a man and want answers to in this second half of Men's Fraternity? So this is a quick overview, but something that you can look at as you think about and we move ahead into the second half together.